Johnny got a toy golf set when he was three, and from that day on, he was hooked. All he wanted to do was golf, golf, golf. He'd be on the links before school, after school. All he ever wanted was to go pro. And then, one day, when he was holding his grandson and thinking about his 12 handicap, Johnny realized it just might not happen for him. But you know what did happen for him? He switched to Geico and saved a bunch of money on car insurance. So that was good, and so was hanging out with his grandson.
Geico presents, yikes, another voicemail from your roommate.
Sup, roomie? Hey, a pipe burst in the basement. It's completely flooded. Anyway, I called for someone to fix it, but in the meantime, I was thinking we could finally have that indoor pool party we've always wanted. I got some cool swan floaty things already going. Could you pick up some chips on your way home? Later.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected, like if your roommate isn't the brightest pool float in the flooded basement. Visit Geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Prototype. I'm joined by Scotty and Mike again for another episode about E3 this year. What have you guys been doing?
Well, falling asleep during two press conferences yesterday was not my idea of a good time. Let me tell you that much. Oh my god, that PC gaming show was like being waterboarded in piss. It was so friggin' boring.
Waterboarded in piss? You mean like waterboarding in piss?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. It was so terrible. I mean, someone put it this way, and it was perfect. A press conference should not border on the running time of Titanic. That's how long that show was. I fell asleep twice.
Oh, wow.
And there was like...
Your home is important. That's why Geico helps make it easy to save on condo insurance. Because home is more than just a place. Home is where you took minimalism too far because there's only one chair in your entire condo and your only entertainment is one card. Not even a deck of cards, but a single card. And all your guests have to share one plate and one fork, but you're convinced that less stuff means more freedom. The Geico Insurance Agency could help protect the overly minimalist broom closet you call home. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on condo insurance.
Maybe out of all those announcements, maybe three that I gave any remote fucks about.
Half-Life 3.
You know what? I'm honestly surprised that wasn't announced.
It was.
Yeah. Fake people. Yeah,
someone that was a good hack, man.
That was a very good hack. Someone had hijacked, I think, Valve's domain, and for like 10 minutes, Half-Life 3 was announced. And people
wow.
were like, whoa! And then some of my journalist friends were like, nope, it's fake. I'm like, motherfucker.
Yeah, people were screen capping and stuff. So funny. It was on like valve.something.com.
So,
Valve.steam.com or something like that.
So a lot of us were hype about it. I'm thinking, oh my god, this may have been the announcement of the show, but nope, it wasn't. And then we had Nintendo's Puppet Fetish yesterday, which was
puppet
actually
fetish.
Kind of awesome.
Muppet Mania.
I love the Reggie puppet. In fact, I can't wait till people start making replicas of that. And what else? We had Square, we had that. And a couple of smaller announcements throughout the day. I can report to you guys on Xbox backwards compatibility and how it is currently broken. I've been playing Mass Effect on it. However, my saves cannot be imported. Because the Xbox One does not currently support the DLC for those games, which includes Bring Down the Sky and Pinnacle Station. Now, according to Microsoft, it is up to the individual developers to make sure that content can be brought over. So if you want that content, you have to harass them.
Oh, boy.
And currently, Xbox does not know how to handle multi-disc games on its service.
Okay, because I was even curious if, say, you had full 3 Game of the Year Edition, which one disc was just downloading DLC.
See,
if that would work or not, because it's not a game disc, but I mean...
I could see Bethesda hopping on this quick. In fact, it wouldn't surprise me if you see Fallout 3 be compatible probably by September at the latest, because they do want to include it with the game in November. Currently, I know some of the games that they're currently trying to get ported is Mass Effect 3 is a huge one right now. Red Dead Redemption, Skyrim, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, and I think Black Ops 2 is on there, Bioshock Infinite, and those are the ones I can recall off the top of my head. So, yeah, I would like to see Microsoft get their shit together and figure this out quick. But then again, it's
only
been
a day. But it's not even out yet, technically.
Yeah, not until holidays. So my
You're doing the beta, basically, so it's still supposed to be broken.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. It's not officially out till like, December or something, November.
Yeah.
Somewhere on there.
I also downloaded Perfect Dark and Perfect Dark Zero. They work fine. Are some slight frame rate issues, but in the preview program, they say that is to be expected until they kind of figure it out. Other than that, that's the update, at least for that on my end. Haven't had a chance to download the new Smash content. Probably going to do that towards the end of the month. Because if you want everything, including the stages across the 3DS and the Wii U and all the costumes, it's going to cost you almost $40.
Ew.
That's goddamn expensive. I mean, that's Capcom-level expensive. I mean, good on you for
announcing.
We
are getting the Capcom character, so I guess that's why.
I guess so. You're paying a fucking premium. Yeah. But yeah. So, what press conferences did you guys watch yesterday?
I watched Nintendo and Square Enix, and then Truck Simulator 2015.
Jamie, what about you?
I actually got like really busy yesterday, so I only watched a little bit of Square Enix's.
Wow, you and I should have just done the show alone, Michael. Yeah. Not prepared.
Yeah, well, I mean, life happens.
I figured you would have been, Square Enix, skeet, skeet, skeet. Oh, my
God. I'm surprised when you said Square Enix, he wasn't down your throat fighting you.
I know.
Just because I'm a Square Enix fanboy doesn't mean that I won't, like, I'm not always going to argue the points. Like, they probably had a bad press conference.
Oh my God, they wouldn't stop talking. All they did was fucking talk.
They showed some Kingdom Hearts 3 stuff, so that's good.
They showed what?
Kingdom Hearts 3 stuff.
Yeah, after they trolled everybody for 15 fucking minutes.
Yeah, with three fucking videos. Here's the app game.
Yeah.
That's in development right now. It's not even coming out.
Yeah. I mean, okay, I'll give them Star Ocean. That actually does look kind of cool. But yeah, they showed us Hitman. Here's the same thing you saw on Sony's press conference. Again. Hey, Final Fantasy VII. The same thing you saw on Sony's press conference.
The only thing they added was, like, in development now or something like that.
Exactly.
Then some fucking schizophrenic came out in a stone mask.
Yeah, that was fucking weird. I mean, so evidently in my world, this game developer is part of the witness protection program, but he doesn't care enough to not get out of game development, so he wears a mask so no one knows when to kill him.
His mask was like the moon from Majora's Mask.
It was fucking terrifying is what it was. Jesus. And just everybody in that press conference just wouldn't shut the fuck up. Now, I will admit,
it was like a more traditional Japanese-style press conference where here's the game, now the developer will talk about it for 5 to 10 minutes.
Like, it was like... Blah, 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 blah. Like, it was... Blah. It was friggin' gibberish. However, though, Just Cause 3 looks legit cool, and this year, looking forward to that. That'll be, I think, December 1st, so probably gonna get that. That looks really cool.
And then the Final Fantasy 16 reveal trailer.
Yep, so once again, that should be pretty cool. But yeah, a lot of Squares was just... It was unnecessarily long and unnecessarily talky. Which is really unfortunate, because I was hoping they'd reveal more stuff about Final Fantasy VII, or they'd say more stuff about Hitman. Evidently, it's an episodic game, where you get like a contract, and here you have 2 or 3 days to like kill this person or something, so...
Then you gotta wait for the next episode to get the next contract. Is that what's gonna happen? Or
that's what I'm kind of starting to wonder. Which, as much as I love episodic content, like from like Telltale, which by the way they did announce a mini season with Michonne coming out, I think this year or early next. I'm not sure. But still,
I feel they're oversaturating their own market now.
Well, yeah, because
they're doing like 2 or 3 at a time now.
Because there was
it's
what?
Like, God damn it.
There was Back to the Future, Jurassic Park.
Well, those ones no one gave a shit about. It wasn't until The Walking Dead that everyone really cared. And that was really good. Walking Dead Season 2.
I'd say
Wolf
Back...
Among Us.
I'd say Back to the Future was a pretty big deal. Not so much Jurassic Park, though.
No, Back to the Future wasn't as big of a deal as The Walking Dead was, when everyone's like, holy shit. And when they started releasing. The Wolf Among Us was great. It actually made me start reading the Fables comic book series, which is fucking awesome. And then they're like Game of Thrones now, and then Tales from the Borderlands, and then they're like, here's another Walking Dead. I'm like, holy crap.
Yeah,
like, they're doing two at a time. I'm like, oh my god, now three or whatever.
I think
and there's even more.
I think those are the type of things you really should be spacing out.
No more than one a year.
I would argue two, as long as the properties are vastly different. Like, you don't
or
want two Walking Dead in a year.
But they're doing it the same. Like, the thing is, Game of Thrones and then Tales from the Borderlands came out, and apparently their production is slower on Tales of Border from the Borderlands. But the thing is, it's not like they released Game of Thrones first half of the year, then second half of the year you had Tales from the Borderlands, because that would make more sense to do. But the fact they have two running side by side, it's like, that's so much of the same. Like, it's just hard to kind of play all that stuff at once, because you want to play them both, kind of thing.
Yeah, that's a little bit of, like, overkill. I'll definitely grant you that. So let's talk about Nintendo's Direct event. A lot of people were not overly enthused by it, myself included. However, yeah. Not unsurprisingly, we got Star Fox Zero, which will come out next year, I think. A lot of 3DS titles, a lot of them. Most notable, that Fire Emblem versus
Shin Megami Tensei?
Yeah, that looks okay. That looks okay.
That's the Wii U one. Yeah, and then there's just regular Fire Emblem for the 3DS. Fire Emblem
curious.
Fate or whatever.
Yeah, that's gonna be good.
One that was a kick in the teeth. Metroid Prime Galactic Federation. Ugh. Why would you chibi Metroid Prime for one?
Man, that looks like it would be one of the Street Pass games.
It looks like it's something that belongs in Nintendo Land or as a $5 downloadable game.
Yeah, $5 Street Pass game where you get your friends.
You play
like,
Blast
oh, you've Street Passed five of your friends. Alrighty. You have to go now and just fucking bounty hunt. Whatever.
Yeah, like, it's just, it's not remotely cool. Like, see,
I wouldn't pay for it.
I'm going to get it for review because that's just how this industry works. But it's not exciting. The fact that you're not playing as Samus. Now, everybody gave the same shit to Metroid Prime Hunters when that came out, and that game turned out to be okay. But this one, it doesn't have the punch to be attracted to it. And the fact that that they include that blast ball as a selling feature, I'm not impressed by that. That's
well,
what the fuck.
When they're releasing big title game, like, you know, first party Nintendo games, they should be doing a new, like, actual Metroid.
Yeah, see, I'd be okay if it was Metroid Prime Galactic Federation, and it was a... If they could compare it to ODST, where it tells a story that matters in that universe, I'd kind of be okay with it. But you put that on your Wii U. You don't put that on your 3DS.
See, for 3DS, what they need to do is a 2.5D Metroidvania.
Yeah.
It's like...
If they remade Metroid Fusion, my god, take my money
well,
now.
Well, people even thought that they might announce a, what do you call it? A remaster of Super Metroid for the 3DS, the new 3DS.
My god, that would sell so much money.
I know. I would buy like a fucking $50 copy. Oh, yeah, let's play this. Like, that's what people were speculating this year. And it's like, Metroid is not here, but here's a weird side thing that doesn't do anything to anything.
It was,
but we'll put Ridley in there just because you love him.
I think it was Alpha Omega Sin who made the comparison of, if the fact that you're packing Nintendo Land game looks better than your 3DS title you're announcing at E3, you may have a fucking problem. You have a fucking problem.
A little bit.
let me see what else. They showed off more stuff for Super Mario Maker. And how...
That's my most hyped Nintendo game. That and Woolly World.
Mine is Mario & Luigi Paper Jam, actually. That
oh,
looks
wait,
really cool.
I forgot about that. Yeah. Oh my god, yes. Because I love the Paper Mario franchise.
So I'm hoping that's pretty cool. I mean, I like how they had papercraft Mario, and he was like kicking the shit out of people. I'm actually surprisingly happy about that one. They announced more amiibos, unsurprisingly. Animal Crossing specific ones.
Oh, those ones, okay. I thought you meant like a different line of something else.
Well, they do have one where it's a crossover with Skylanders.
See, that's interesting.
Yeah, there's
I'm
a lot of
curious if the Skylander part will work on any other platform. Because I don't think if there's unless there's a lockout chip in the actual Skylander RF interface that can tell it's not a Wii U copy.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a really good question, actually.
Because it's a Skylander. All he says, one's a Skylander, then it can become an amiibo. Which, that Bowser, that's a pretty badass just looking amiibo, I have to say.
Yeah.
I'm just curious about that.
One thing that I saw was kind of curious is how they're doing what's essentially a Mario Party clone, but with Animal Crossing. And
yeah.
If you want to play as different characters, go buy them. Thinking, oh, that's kind of dickbaggish. Now, maybe I'm misunderstanding it. Maybe I'm completely wrong.
Unless they pack it in with it.
Yeah, like, honestly, the only one I'd buy is that fucking Tom Nook guy, because he's a boss.
I want KK Slider, that fucking hipster motherfucker sits under a tree, plays his guitar, he gets all the pussy.
And then they have another Animal Crossing game where it's essentially Animal Crossing meets The Sims. Here, go decorate Animal Crossing people's houses.
Yeah, and that's what introduces the amiibo cards.
So that'll be kind of interesting. I'll be very curious to see what happens with that.
I think Nintendo's starting to get a little bit too many peripherals. They just want to take all of our money, all these collectibles and shit.
Well, I'd like to see them correct their amiibo shortage problems right now. Although I think they said something like that they were going to print more. So hopefully we'll see that corrected, like, and get some of the rarer ones to not so rare status.
Have you found out if that's actually true? Because
yes, they did reprint Marth, but they only printed 4,000, as far as I understand, for the entirety of the United States.
What a bunch of dickheads!
If you broke that down to how many each target got 2.2. So no, I'm guessing if you live in Juneau, Alaska, you're fucked.
I'm assuming if you live in Canada, you're fucked too.
Oh god, yeah. No chance. Zero chances given. Let me see, what else was announced from Nintendo that was worth of note?
Not any Legend of Zelda handheld games, that's for certain.
Legend of Zelda, Triforce Heroes, basically Four Swords Adventure, but for the 3DS. It looks okay.
I don't know. They're like, yeah, with single player, you play with these dolls. I'm like, what the fuck, you? I just want to play a fucking actual Zelda game. Don't give me your bullshit fashion gimmicks.
Now, supposedly, you can play online with this version, which will make doing it a lot easier. I'm not hip on the multiplayer-focused games like this.
Yeah, so, because I want my own experience. I hate having to be like, oh, guys, no, let's check this room. No, we just got to do the objective right now. I'm like, Jesus.
And the thing is, though, you couldn't even tell your teammates that, because then...
I know.
Yeah, because voice chat in Nintendo games is not like a thing. So.
You know how frustrating that would be?
You know how annoying that is in Splatoon? The fact that you can't tell your teammates, hey, why don't you cover this part of the map?
And you can't tell them to go fuck themselves?
That too. then there was The Legend of Zelda Hyrule Warriors coming to the 3DS. That actually looks cool.
So they're making the 3DS the definitive version.
Yeah, which... And those characters you unlock in your 3DS version will transfer over to the Wii U version.
Oh, do they actually?
Yep. So all you gotta do is connect the two.
And I've heard you also get an extra character if you own both of them.
Yeah. So that's kind of cool. That's actually interesting. And not surprising, as it was often rumored this year, Nintendo was not going to be showing off The Legend of Zelda U this year. But
Damn. The
weird thing is there was not even a mention of it.
Yeah, not even like, hey... Here's another pretty trailer.
Yeah, like that's.
I'd have been happy.
They're probably not very far in development then.
Or they've run into problems because they may. Honestly, it wouldn't surprise me if that title gets pushed to the next Nintendo console. it wouldn't surprise me at this point.
Who earns?
Pretty friggin' much. Because it's not like the Wii U is a bad system. It's just, it's very niche and there's no third-party support for it.
Speaking of which, since they had announced that they were doing, like, another console a while back, did they say anything at the conference?
I think no, they said...
No, they said, we're not showing it till next year.
Yeah, that's all they said.
No information till next year.
So,
well, at least they acknowledge that it still exists.
That's the worst, though. He's like, yes. And, because, like, it's all about transformations. I'm like, oh, shit. So that means they're going to talk about moving forward and this stuff. But the Nintendo NX, or whatever it is, will not be discussed until next year. I'm like, son of a bitch.
You bastards. So,
Reggie, my body was ready.
Other than that, that's really about it, I think, out of Nintendo that's really of note. It was an okay press conference. It wasn't overwhelming. It was kind of underwhelming. It was just like, okay. Honestly, it made no impact.
Yeah, it didn't.
You were there.
The Nintendo World Championship
kind of
was more interesting.
Honestly, if Nintendo could find a way to recapture that excitement every year, that would start them off really well. The thing is, though, they had so much to overcome this year. Because you look at PlayStation with Final Fantasy, Shenmue, and Last Guardian. Xbox, backwards compatibility, and Halo, and I guess Gears. Which, kind of curious, I've been kind of reading about this over the last day or so. Nobody's talking about Gears of War 4.
No.
They're all talking about the remaster. But I guess because it's closer on the horizon, but I just found that kind of curious.
Well, I was watching some of the gameplay that they had, because, I mean, I wanted to watch it again. I don't know who those two characters are, or the monsters that were in that. I was like, what the heck? I want to know more.
It looks like it's going to take a Resident Evil 4 approach. That's what I think they're going to do. It's going to be no more Locust. There'll be some other new bad guy.
Well, the main thing I want to know is who is making it. Judgment. Judgment really put a bad taste in my mouth when it comes to my Gears series. So
I thought it was people. I thought it still was. I thought it was them.
I think it is.
It's called Coalition Games.
Yeah.
Yeah, not People Can Fly. People Can Fly made Judgment and what was that other game they made before? Shit,
Coldstorm
or
something?
One. Yeah, that too. That's the games they made, People Can Fly.
Yeah.
But this one was from Coalition Games, so I'm not sure if it's the equivalent to 343. So, that's just old Epic employees or whatever working on the franchise.
I hope so, because, the gameplay that they showed there, it has the classic Gears 1, 2, and 3 style. So I'm eager because they showed that gameplay video. If they just showed a trailer or something, I would have been like, you know what? I don't really care because you screwed up the last one.
I didn't mind it. It was more arcadey.
It was really arcadey.
Yeah, but it was free with gold, so I was like, I'm just gonna play this. Oh, it's arcadey. Sweet.
You're okay with it because you didn't pay for it.
I was never gonna buy it. I had never any intention on buying Gears of War Judgment. It was free, and I'm like, sweet. I'm like, oh, okay. Arcady, I like these short little missions. That's fun.
I just hated how, the AI and everything compared to Gears of War 3 was just horrible. Like, enemies
I did like Gears of War 3 a lot. Gears of War 3 kind of redeemed the series for me. I hated Gears of War 2. It's multiplayer, actually, is what I hated the most.
2 I liked mostly because of the storyline, but I like 3's multiplayer.
3's multiplayer, I think, fixed all the issues I had.
Let's hope Gears of War 4 is very much like 3. Let's just go with that.
Yeah, there we go. We can all agree on that one.
Another thing, I guess me and Scotty both got into the Gears of War beta, which I tried to get you a code, Jamie.
Oh, yeah. I got a second code. I should have told you that.
But you have the unlock for it.
They sent me a second code. I got a code, and then I got a second code saying, hey, you registered. Here's your code.
Send it to Jamie.
I guess I can do that.
It's okay at best. I've had a really glitchy experience with it so far.
Do I really want the code then? Because I don't want it to sour it.
Jamie,
it looks nice 60 frames a second.
Yeah, oh, really? It looks gorgeous.
Oh.
character
so what
models
kind of glitches
are great.
You got?
Mostly hit kind of mostly hit detection, and somehow after I'm dead, I've managed to kill someone. So yeah, that was kind of funny.
Possibly some sort of lag issue with their servers.
I'm not sure. That and spawn kills are a very not fun thing. Although you are given about 10 seconds of spawn protection, that doesn't protect you if someone's just sitting there with a sniper rifle. But it's not a bad game. I'm going to enjoy it when it gets fully released. Right now, if you play the beta, you earn stuff for the full retail release. You get skins or something. I've played two out of the 6 days it's available. Everybody I've met on there is already ridiculously high level. But it'll look nice when it's done. It'll look nice. I'm trying to think of what else to really talk about. Okay. The big elephant in the room. PC Gaming Expo, or the PC Gaming Show. So this one came on really late last night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific time, and this thing lasted for, like I said, 2.5 hours. Hosted by, I swear this was the guy from the Red Green Show, but it wasn't. I thought it was Harold.
Yeah, hate on day 9 over here.
It was terrible.
Yeah, it wasn't that good.
It was just a guy talking, and it was Pro Jared who summed it up the best. Some of these announcements would have made better website articles than bringing the guy on stage and talking for 5-10 minutes. They didn't show a lot until about the 40 or 50 minute mark in this presentation. It was just a lot of talking. Notable, they had Killing Floor 2 there, which looked kind of cool.
You guys are ripping on me for fucking not actually watching these, and then you're like, this was the most boring thing ever.
It was terrible.
Well, we watched it.
I probably would have turned that off.
Well, I'm glad you're doing your journalistic research.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Life came up. It happened.
It's an art style.
Oh, I love you too. But yeah, it wasn't interesting. Now, there were a couple parts that could have been really well done, but it was the presentation of it that just kind of drew things out. They had the guy from AMD who was pretty much wiping his schlong over everything because this show was sponsored by AMD. So they came out.
And AMD had a press conference earlier too, or whatever.
Yeah. So they came out and brought these new graphics cards out, and I thought this was actually kind of cool. They have a graphics card that has two GPUs on it. They didn't explain how it worked, but I didn't see any heat sinks on this thing. So I'm thinking, all right, that's some new age tech. That's kind of cool. So they came out and showed that. They announced that No Man's Sky is coming to PC at some point, which is really good. Gears of War Remastered is coming to PC, really good. Killer Instinct is coming to PC. I don't know whether it'll feature cross-platform play, but I'm kind of thinking they might. Another thing, they announced a new expansion for Heroes of the Storm, which does look actually legit kind of cool. There's some dude, I think he's from World of Warcraft, where if he dies, he becomes a wraith, and you don't deal damage to other players, but you can slow them down. And the more damage you do, the faster you respawn, and you respawn right where you are, so you don't have to go back to the beginning of the level and kind of jump back into it. So that's
kind of OP.
So that seemed kind of cool. They announced, what else was there, Scotty, that was of note from all this? No, there was no Half-Life 3 announcement. That honestly,
we've already been over that.
Yeah, well, I was honestly surprised. I really, really was, because that would have been a showstopper.
They blew all of the, the things we weren't expecting the day before. Man, like,
that's kind of what I'm thinking. I think the PC side of this has a lot to learn. I think next year they could do a much better job, as long as they listen to feedback and as if they're showing off more stuff, have live gameplay there, and have something more interesting, because the people
and have
that,
Half-Life 3.
I was going to say, and
have Half-Life 3. Honestly, if they did that at the end of the press conference, that would be the talk for the next day, guaranteed.
What would have been better if all they said, and good night, and as they turn it off, only thing they left on the screen, and no one said anything, which is the Half-Life 3 logo and left?
Well, I kind of was expecting that to happen, because as the guy says, and by the way, guys, we have one more thing. And then it was the No Man's Sky, or it was the No Man's Sky dude. Yeah. I was so hoping it was going to be Half-Life 3 or Left 4 Dead 3.
They really do need to do like some better stuff at these conferences where they do something like that, where it's like announcing Half-Life 3, just leave it on the screen. A logo comes in as the guys walk away.
But the cool Valve property is they announce a new Portal game. I don't know if you guys missed that.
For Lego Dimensions? Portal
3. Yeah, for Lego Dimensions.
Uh-oh.
See, I think
that's awesome.
I think that'll be kind of neat because you'll have Portal and Ghostbusters in the same game,
and fucking Doc Brown.
So yeah, nice. That'll be fun. And Doctor Who's in it.
Oh my
time
god!
Time traveling
this is like
with
the greatest
portals.
Game ever.
Time traveling with portals and ghosts. It's gonna be awesome. I'm really looking forward to it. And I think Ninja Turtles is in it too. I'm not 100% sure.
Oh my god, what?
Okay, now I'm gonna have to buy it.
It's everything. I'm actually legit.
It's got a good art style.
Because it's Lego.
Yeah.
JB, you will never live down that, by the way. But anyway.
Oh, I see. You're making fun of me.
Oh, God, yes.
I now got that. I forgot about that.
My God, you are slow. Anyway.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't talk to Scotty often. I figured he would have forgot about it if I forgot.
No, but I always bring it up every time.
Nice.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, it's a good art style. Yeah, it's an art style.
I thought you two were going to kill each other that night. I guess on that note, final thoughts of E3, because all the big press conferences are done. Smaller announcements have been happening here and there, but nothing world-shattering. I'm going to go out and say this is probably one of the best E3s in a really long time.
Well, just before we finish here, I'm just kind of curious, for your opinions of all of the past E3s, is it just me, or do they, like, blow their load in the first day, and then, like, the second and third, like, kind of round up everything else that happens? Really just lackluster.
Well, it used to be, it was, like, each, one of the big three had a thing each day. It wasn't usually all this close. Like, Microsoft used to have one day, then Sony would get the next, and Nintendo would get the next kind of thing, where you'd have each day would be, like, the big announcements. Yeah, but now it's just like, hey, we're doing it now.
Maybe they're all fighting with like the people running it. They're just like, no,
and then
we
Nintendo
have to
had their
the same
fucking
time.
Pre-E3 event. It's like, hey guys,
hey guys, we're just gonna think outside the box here. Screw you.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
I'm kind of hoping that they change the event up and have it start on the Saturday of next year, and have it stop kind of midweek. So yep. People can have the weekend to take things in, then Monday and Tuesday can be show floor stuff. Because, yeah, you're right, because everybody blows their wad the day of and a couple days beforehand. So everything just kind of like, meh. But anyway. What do you guys want to see next year?
I want to see...
I was really expecting him to say Half-Life 3.
Oh, I knew you were. That's exactly why I did that.
Honestly, if you really want to...
Half-Life 4, yeah.
I want to see Half-Life 7.
Half-Life 4,
actually, I
want to
see Half-Life...
One.
No, I actually want to see Half-Life 3... I mean, Half-Life 2 Episode 3, like they fucking talked about that was going to exist. There's only three episodes originally. And they just stopped with two.
I would like to see next year Final Fantasy VII actual footage in-game and show me a full battle from start to finish.
Yeah, I'd like to see whether they're going to go with turn-based or like Final Fantasy XV style. That's for sure. But, I mean, if they're just starting the development like now...
Supposedly it's been in development for a year.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm hearing.
They might be able to show battle by then, by next year, I mean... I'm trying to think if there's anything I really want to see next year.
I
want to
see.
It just kind of blew me away this year.
Mass Effect Andromeda. I want actual gameplay footage, and I want a firm release date.
So pretty much everything they announced this year, you want a release date and/or footage for next year.
Or if they were going to pull a surprise announcement next year, if following up on the success of Shenmue. I'd like to see them like, okay, guys, you want another project? Chrono Trigger 2. Prove it. You guys want it? Prove it.
I don't know if that would be the game that they choose, to be honest.
Probably not, but I can dream. I can dream.
I would like to see them, like, maybe once a year at E3 be like, hey, here's a Kickstarter for a game that you guys have been asking for. If you want it, kickstart it.
That would be I'd really cool. like to see a new Metroidvania-style Metroid game on the 3DS. Or even the Wii U, I don't care.
Just remake Super Metroid.
No, not even. I would like to see a new one, because they had a string where they did, like, the 2, Zero Mission, and Fusion, and those were awesome, and then they just stopped. Those are fun. Like, oh, I gotta go back and get this. They're just good games. I'd like to see a new one. Not this fucking Kmart brand Metroid Prime.
I want to see the new Zelda. I want to see more footage of that next year. That's what I want.
Yeah, it'd be nice. I don't know, but if they would, who knows anymore? They're gonna have Mario Maker 2 next year. That's gonna be 3D Mario levels.
Oh god,
be awesome.
Someone will recreate Mario 64 in its entirety.
Oh, it'd be fun. Or a new Mario Galaxy style game.
I'm surprised they haven't enjoyed that. Those.
Yeah, they had. I really enjoyed them. You think the gyroscope on the pad would add some? Wait, Pokemon Snap too. That's what I want to see next year.
Dude, the Wii U would be perfect for that.
Exactly, it's already a camera. Like, you have to put it up, and it's your viewfinder of your camera. Yep. So Mike, I don't even know what Mike's doing anymore. He's just jerking it or something.
He's definitely jerking.
I'm just absorbing it all. So. I guess, guys, that's pretty much going to do it for our E3 coverage this year. Hope you guys have enjoyed it. If there's anything you want us to talk about, I know me and Jamie were talking about doing an educational game show. That will be next show. So look for that probably the middle of next week.
Education.
Exactly. Should be fun. And then, as far as I know, I was actually talking with the Com Bravo people tonight, so... I'll be announced as a guest coming up today or tomorrow. And me and Jamie are going to be doing a panel there this year. We're going to be talking about Ninja Turtles. Ooh. You heard that here first. And we are throwing a pizza party. So if you show up to this thing, you will get pizza. To hear me and Jamie talk about Ninja Turtles for an hour.
Unless Mike hurts himself and we have to do it by ourselves.
Yeah, unless I fall in the shower and break my neck again this year.
And then people are there like, what is even going on now? I'm like, I do not know. Let's just talk about things that happened.
That sucked so bad.
Hey, I think we still, pulled off a decent...
Oh, I know. We did nothing on what it was originally supposed to be. So.
They were entertained, so that's all that matters.
You guys did good, yep. and I'm definitely proud of you two.
One guy offered me a hand job. That was awkward.
On that note, for the prototype, I've been Mike Dodd.
I've been Jamie JJ Johnston. Sorry, I'm
doing it. There's Scotty offering hand jobs.
$15, little man. Put that shit in my hand.
Hey, got a permit for those guns?
I've got your permit right here.
Permit denied. We'll be right back.
some action.
Johnny got a toy golf set when he was three, and from that day on, he was hooked. All he wanted to do was golf, golf, golf. He'd be on the links before school, after school. All he ever wanted was to go pro. And then, one day, when he was holding his grandson and thinking about his 12 handicap, Johnny realized it just might not happen for him. But you know what did happen for him? He switched to Geico and saved a bunch of money on car insurance. So that was good, and so was hanging out with his grandson.
I can't believe it.
That Gerald is presenting the quarterly budget report with finger puppets?
Look, here comes a 1.7% decrease in fixed overhead. Hello, everybody.
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Who are you? The projected increase in organic Q3 revenue. Hooray!
Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.